This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Congress has 2 weeks to act to avoid a government shutdown. Republicans want to use a continuing resolution to fund the government through mid-November. It will include an extra $58 million for security for the judicial and executive branches and $30 million for members of Congress to use on security when they're back home. Republican Representative Jeff Crank says it needs to be done.
We can't break the bank on it, but we've got to do better than what we're doing. We've got to enhance security.
Crank thinks the proposal should have bipartisan support, but his party has not negotiated with Democrats on it. While the House can pass the short-term measure along party lines, Senate Republicans will need support from Democrats to get it through. Some of the state's top politicians have waded into the battle over a second Buc-ee's location. Governor Jared Polis and both U.S. senators wrote to the CEO of Buc-ee's to express their concern. The company wants to build a giant travel plaza in Palmer Lake near the Greenland open space, potentially impacting how the public and wildlife experience that area. The letter urges the company to select a different site. That's as the town has been very divided over whether to annex land just off I-25 for a Buc-ee's. And in Iowa, a man has been arrested in connection with the cold case murder of 29-year-old Rosa Argueo in Thornton. Authorities say the native Hopi woman was killed in October 2003. This week, Iowa police arrested 55-year-old Robert McLean on a warrant charging him with homicide. He faces extradition to Colorado. You are listening to CPR News. It is 9:06.